words kicked off a year that changed my life. A year that began with a quest to find inner peace, but ended up changing everything. A year that turned frantic chaos into life in the slow lane. A year of magic and moonlight and pink sky sunrises. A year fragranced with incense and burning herbs that smelt suspiciously illegal. A year that saw me get my chakras aligned in a garden shed and meet my spirit guide in a London loft. A year that filled my house with crystals and aura sprays and magic potions and turned me into one of those people who are always banging on about the moon. A year that caused my husband to question my sanity on more than one occasion. A year of mystical thinking. But let's rewind for a moment to the end of 2017. The year that never was. Because back then, and I know we've all been there, I'd never felt more broken, exhausted, burnt out, just plain done. I'd been struggling to adjust to life in a small town in Kent in the southeast of England, having relocated from the southwestern city of Bristol for my husband's job as a doctor. Our new house was a building site, and my two daughters were living on microwave spaghetti hoops served in a bedraggled corner of the attic. I missed the buzz of inner city living. I missed my friends. I was living on the wrong side of London for a Yorkshire girl, and my family in Leeds had never felt further away. I had no idea how to find my people in the corner of bankerbelt suburbia I'd crash-landed into. I felt like I was sleepwalking. I joined ladies who lunched on air and rosé for hit classes with Prosecco chasers. I had a pumpkin facial peel. I started thinking I needed Botox. And fast. Everything about me felt off-kilter, wrong, not quite good enough. I didn't fit in and I knew it. I'd overcommitted at work and fitting my hectic magazine job in around school hours, holidays and hangovers was giving me palpitations. It felt like too much and not enough at the same time. I slipped back into habits I'd long since left behind. I was mainlining biscuits one day, then juice fasting the next. And I was living for wine o'clock. I felt constantly tired and lost and anxious, but I didn't tell a soul. Because when I wasn't feeling those feelings, I was feeling guilty. I knew that in so many ways I had it all. But having it all in the modern world means spinning plates from dawn till dusk, right? I was already spinning a few too many when my husband's father died and everything came crashing down. And when the aftermath of that crash became a suffocating feeling that settled deep in my chest, I was terrified because I'd felt that feeling before. At 12,